Leonie
und Melissa hier.
Come on, Reginald.
Welcome back to a new episode of Stories That Inspire. Today with me is Zach Hanf. Hello, Zach.
Hi, Reggie.
So, Zach, tell me a little bit about you.
I'm an 18-year-old boy who attended at Ohio State University. My dream is to become a trauma surgeon.
That sounds very interesting. Why do you want to have especially this job?
I want to be the guy countering the crisis, scrambling to help someone pull through a live or die situation. Or, in short, I just want to help people.
Well, this sounds pretty noble of you. But now to the actual topic of the day. You have an amputee because you lost your leg in a car accident, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My ex-girlfriend and me were driving home. After we watched a movie and stopped at the fast food restaurant, I crashed head-on in a refrigerated box truck. The next thing I remember is waking up in the hospital.
Oh, that sounds pretty traumatic.
Yeah, it was. Luckily, I had Dr. Eiferman.
Yeah, I already heard about him. Dr. Daniel Eiferman was a trauma surgeon. Is it right that he said your blood pressure was so low that you only survived because of how good of shape you were in?
Yeah, that's right. I guess I was really lucky.
And that, folks, shows us how important it is to watch out for your body. Most people would have probably given up at this point, but not you. I heard you could walk again in no time.
Yeah, sure, it was not easy. I took my crutches away, and by golly, I walked. There were cautious, really slow steps, but they worked.
You seem like a very stubborn and single-minded person. I think everybody should take a leaf out of your book when it comes to this.
Thank you, but all my doctors and my family helped me through this. I'm very grateful for that.
Yeah, it's good to have some people around you in such a difficult situation. If I may ask, how is it to live with an amputee?
It's surely not easy. For example, I can't do much sports yet. There are also students at my university who say I'm a cripple.
And how do you deal with those insults?
I try to ignore it. They wouldn't laugh if they had a prosthesis themselves, you know.
That's a very positive attitude. I would say keep that for the rest of your life. But to come back to something that's bothering me for quite some time now, you said earlier that you had the crash with your ex-girlfriend?
Yeah, we broke up just before the car accident. It was the actual cause of the crash, you know.
Oh my, that must have been a very bad fight. You don't seem like an aggressive person to me. What was the cause of that?
I don't know if I want to talk about that here.
It's okay. If you don't want to talk about it, you don't have to talk about it.
No, it's okay. I want to be open about it. We fought because my ex noticed that I was texting with a boy.
And what's wrong with that?
She found out I was falling in love with him. Plus, she's super homophobic.
I'm sorry about that. Sounds like it was the right decision to break up. But not through the accident, of course. But what's interesting me is what happened to the boy you were falling for?
Until now, he doesn't know it all. I think he wouldn't even be interested in me.
Then maybe you should just text him and find out. You are a very inspirational and brave person who, to some people, even became a role model. I can't imagine that he wouldn't want to date you.
Well, then I will maybe do that.
I'm glad to hear that. And lastly, do you want to say anything to the people out there hearing this?
Yes. Stay true to yourself. Follow your dreams, no matter what happens. There's always a way for you, and I have a pretty matching quote for that. Even when everything goes down, you gotta stand tall.
So, thank you for being here, Zach.
Thank you for inviting me.
And to all the people listening, stay tuned. I hope we will switch on again next time to Stories That Inspire.